Talking travel with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand, from soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn is in studio from Ed Finn Travels. You're flying solo today, Ed. Where's your other
half? Yeah, lucky Sarah. She's off, the travel expert. She's off in Chicago at an amazing event. I was actually at it last year. It's called IPW or Powwow. And it's where America showcases itself to the world, really, I suppose. So they invite all the media, travel agents, and then they put on this big show and every single state is there. So it's brilliant to go there. But
poor Sarah.
I know. Tough old station.
Tough job.
And last year we had, you know, Diana Ross sang for us and Keanu Reeves popped up and played guitar.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's climbing every mountain over there at the moment.
The humidity is probably like, she probably has the Diana Ross hair as well.
Yeah, I'm sure she's having
Monica
a great time.
And friend.
Yeah.
Come here to me. We're going to take a look at Lanzarote today.
Yes, Lanzarote. A place actually I hadn't been since about 2015, Trina. I've been there a few times. Like, you know, Spain is the number one destination for Irish people. Lanzarote is within that the number one destination. So 375,000 odd people a year go there. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing. Now, I went over to sort of celebrate, I suppose, the history of the island and how it was created. And one man in particular, it was shaped really, imagine, by one man. And his name was Cesar Manrique. He was an artist and he lived in kind of America. He was from Lanzarote. And he went back in the 1970s and he decided this would be an amazing place to set up tourism. So he is like the father of tourism in Lanzarote. So when you go there and you see the airport is called after him, like there's loads of places called, you'll see all his art everywhere. And he had a philosophy basically, Trina, of great roads, brilliant roads, infrastructure, and no high rise, beautiful white little houses. That was very kind of controlled. And he was a man with a vision. And sorry, nobody could disagree with them. You know, that sort of like Picasso. Today, when you drive around, it is stunning because it still has all of that imprint on him. I even met an amazing artist, Ildefonso Aquilar, who worked with Cesar Manrique. And he's 80 now, looks about 60, gorgeous guy. He does these creations with sand and like they go for a huge one. I mean, his paintings are everywhere. Okay. But I really enjoyed it.
Now tell me about this luxury resort that you stayed in.
This is a place I think that you might have stayed in once, right? It used to be called the Hesperia and it was a very popular spot with honeymooners.
Stop it. That's where I went to my honeymoon.
No way.
It actually is.
Because you told me you went to Lanzarote on your honeymoon. It's now called Secrets Lanzarote because it was taken over. It underwent a 10 million euro refurb by Hyatt Inclusive. It's now called Secrets Lanzarote and it's in Puerto Calero. That's obviously where you were.
Yeah.
Near the lovely little marina town. But it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it is a beautiful place. And I mean, you know, I have had a few strange all-inclusive experiences, but this sort of made me feel that it's all good again because it is it's a super place and you've got all these gorgeous different restaurants you can choose from. I loved it. Yeah, you have
hang on a second. They went through a 10 million euro refurbishment. What year was that?
So it reopened, it would have been just before, it reopened in December 2019. So it would have been.
The refurbishment happened after my honeymoon. Like,
yeah,
it was
you
amazing
wrecked the
to
place.
Begin with.
You wrecked the place. They had to do it all. It only cost 10 million
but
after Trina left.
It was unreal to begin with. We had this like two wraparound balconies. There was like a jacuzzi in the room. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it is gorgeous. I mean, we were upgraded. We had a beautiful swim-up pool. So when you opened your balcony, you had this. There's a beautiful big long pool that went along all the different rooms. Yeah. So absolutely incredible. And all these, I mean, the cacti, the cactus, you know, that they have everywhere. But just the way that they have it sort of into the actual, you know, it's kind of crafted into the local area there. So it's not intrusive at all. Beautiful. Mm. But the seafood restaurant, Portofino, the Italian, you had the beef grill. I mean, just loads of different things there, you know, like options. And World Cafe, I mean, the food options, Trina, are amazing, right? And the spa was fab. You know, they were doing a deal there for while you were staying. It was like from 90 to 60 quid. You could do the spa every day if you wanted to. But like really, really something. And the great, like they have a 24-hour fitness centre as well if you want to. But the setting of it is just beautiful. They have a little beach and 12-minute walk from there into the town of Puerto Calero, where you, which is actually the little town where the little marina village with all these lovely yachts and things.
Did you do, when we were there, we went on a submarine. Is that still there? Yes. It was there at the port, Puerto Calero.
Yeah, it is still there. Yeah, there's loads of activities that you can do there still. Now, I was kind of more interested in going and sort of discovering the Timanfaya National Park, doing the volcanic stuff. And I was going to see kind of the different places, you know, that Cesar Manrique had kind of, you know, created. But yeah, that is all still there. Carla, the deputy manager we were with, she was showing us around everywhere and she was telling us about all the lovely places to do. And I was asking her what's her favourite thing to do, and she said, why does she love it so much? And she said, because everything is so close. And that's the great in Lanzarote, because of the size down, everything is so close. You can just drive everywhere, which is really cool. A 42 minute drive from Secrets, we were up in the Timanfaya National Park. You drive up, you park your car, Sonia was our guide, you get on a bus, and then you're bussed all up through what I can only describe, Trina, as Mars. It is like, you know when you see things about the Mars rover sending back pictures of the red rocks and everything? It's like the same. It's everybody, and you could just hear...
It's a volcanic island, of course.
Of course, yeah. So it's crafted out of the lava. And you get the whole history here of going back, you know, millions of years, 600. I mean, you'd never think there's anything living there, but there's lots of things living there that they tell you all about, and the lichens and everything. And then, you know, Jamios del Aqua, that was a volcanic tunnel. And they, Cesar Manrique, they turned it into an inside art gallery. There's a museum there now, and there's a subterranean lagoon, which is just incredible. And there's all these little white crabs that are only kind of in, you know, they're indigenous to there. There's a beautiful restaurant, but it's like entering another planet. Unbelievable. And they created a swimming pool there because it's all kind of, everything is designed to be kind of cohesive with the sea. So it looks like the most beautiful swimming pool you've ever seen in your life, with like palm trees around it. And everybody's like getting photographs taken there as well. Absolutely incredible, like stunning. I mean, really, really beautiful. Now, the other thing that, when I said to you about the Timanfaya National Park, there's no birds, no trees, it's just lava fields. So you do feel like you're on the moon. Do you know what I mean? There's just, or on Mars, as I said. They have these geothermal demonstrations they do then. You know, but do you remember this? They pour water into the ground and then the geyser shoots up. I don't know if you remember that. This is like where they show you the heat you see in the ground. It's roasting. So when the guy pours the water in, it shoots out like a massive geyser within seconds, and you can feel the heat under your shoes. Now, the restaurant called The Devil, El Diablo, again, a circular restaurant, right? Designed by who, Trina? Guess? Cesar Manrique. He's designed everything.
The man has done everything.
Yeah. And
you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of him.
No,
though,
but he's
you?
Not with us any longer now. He was quite a force majeure. But one of the best parts about it is they cook the food as well there for you. Your lunch, it's all cooked in the grill. On the grill tray over the hole in the ground. So it's volcanic heat. So you've no electricity bills. Isn't it great if you're cooking? It's great.
No, I'm surprised now, Ed, that you haven't mentioned any alcohol. Normally you're mad for talking about it. Because when we were there, Mick discovered there was a beer that he was given in one of the bars.
Yeah.
And he has tried to find it ever since.
You should have told me. I would have found it for him, no problem. Now, aside from the beer, Mick, a winery that I was there the last time and I actually had to go back again, 250th anniversary. It's called El Grifo, which is one of the oldest wineries in Spain, Trina. Now, they grow the vines. It's a vineyard growing out of the volcanic ash. So the vines, they're all nestled in stone crescents, which protect them from the wind because it's kind of wild. You're next to Fuerteventura. And what they produce is these amazing wines. Now, would you believe it? A few years ago, they discovered with global warming that they could do two harvests, and they're going to try two harvests in case the weather got too hot or whatever. So they have now March and July harvests. But they have an orange wine, which I can only describe as divine. And like when I talk about, I know I'm not a huge wine connoisseur, but this, you hear about orange wines being very in. This is amazing, right? You're talking like aromatic, spicy, unlike anything I tasted. And Clara walked me through their old wine presses, the old museum, and it's like time slows down there. They do the wine tasting there. It's modern meets old, by the way. It's the most beautiful winery that you, like the way it's laid out. There's a cactus garden there, the photographs there, right? But the vines all in little semicircular black in the lava. It's like nothing you'd see it. I'll show you photographs of it. Absolutely incredible. That was really, really something like, you know, you talk about alcohol. That is something that everybody has to do. And again, you drive up and up and up to get to that. Really, really nice. So that was fantastic. Just for kids, by the way, Secrets, they also have, the High Exclusive, they also have Dreams. So now that you have a little daughter yourself, Dreams would be now a nice option for you.
Okay, because the other one's adults only, isn't it?
It is, yeah, adults only. Which sounds a bit weird sometimes when you say it.
I know. There's something kind of seedy sounding about it, isn't there?
Yeah.
But no, it's just, if you want to, if you don't have children, or you want a break from your children and you want to go away without them.
The manager there, Enrique, who I met, right, he comes originally from Madrid, or Cadiz, sorry, which was the former capital of Spain. He took me around the whole tour there, and you'll see, they do have adult-only parts there as well. So like for adults, that, you know, so, and they have a great creche kind of area for kids, fantastic pool for kids with like slides and, you know, kind of like all the kind of activities like you'd see on a cruise. So that's very much nice, family-friendly kind of feel to it. The restaurant's named the same, Portofino, you have the same name, so it's the same sort of concept, yeah. But really, really good. And the one thing about Dreams is you're just across from the magnificent Playa Dorada beach. When you come out of your balcony and you look, this is just like, oh, it's gorgeous in the morning, and it's just so beautiful. So that's one of the things that it has there, which is really nice. So that was brilliant. And again, you walk straight into Playa Blanca is where that is. You're in Playa Blanca. So loads of things going on there, yeah, as well. There's a lot of Rocky Rileys going on, yeah, there, Trina.
Ed, who flies there? It's regular flights enough, isn't it?
Oh yeah, like you have Aer Lingus, Ryanair, loads of flights today. Like I flew over with Aer Lingus. It was only 3 hours, 40 minutes. So, you know, people think it's 4 hours or more. I suppose it depends on the tailwind. But like when I was driving around, right, by the way, there's another thing called the Green Lake, and there's another thing called the Mirador del Rio, which is up near the top of the island. There's another little island in the Canaries called Graciosa, and you can get a ferry over to that. Don't miss it. It's phenomenal. But Mirador del Rio, I won't spoil it. If you drive around and you come and you look at it and you go, oh wow, it's like something we've never seen. But there's a green lake called the Green Lake, Lago Verde. And just beside it, there's a little town called El Golfo. There's a restaurant called Cafe Azul, which sits on the front of the seafront. You could say seafront, right? My English is gone from Lanzarote. And order the paella or paella there and a bottle of El Grifo wine and you'll forget about the world. The seafood paella, it is €18 per person. It was just really one of the best I've ever had. Cafe Azul, and the dessert isn't bad either, I can tell you. This little town, El Golfo, the houses are tiny. You think it's some Lilliput, like they're little squares, and it's just, you know, it's again pretty stuff, yeah.
And Ed, everywhere you go you bump into Irish people.
Yeah, I met an amazing lady there, Geraldine McFadden. She's been living out there for years. She has an incredible place, Trina, called Cafe Lola. When I say cafe, it's the size of Dublin, a massive place, beautiful food, and she does shows there. Like when I was there was 3 South African guys playing in a band and they are brilliant. It was like being on the West End. So a brilliant place, Cafe Lola, to check it out. And she's nearly full for New Year's Eve already. I'm trying to get a booking if I can.
So Ed, is there a website we can have a look at?
Yeah, tourismolanzarote.com, Trina, and Hello Canary Islands is another very good one, or spain.info is great as well, the overall Spain one. But a great place. I was delighted to be back.
Okay, great stuff. We'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.